and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about ice hockey and Lindy Hop.
I've got photographs, freshers fun and physical theatre.
I'm going to be talking about hens, chivalry and abseiling, but picking up on the freshers point, we have launched our 2014 freshers competition. If you're a new student to Oxford, then check out the link from the homepage of Daily Info. You can go and win loads and loads of free stuff in our freshers competition.
First event of the week though, this is Oxford Geek Night at Jericho Tavern. This is at 7 o'clock tonight and it's their 37th Geek Night, I think. There's a really good diverse mix of speakers this week, including Matt Jukes, who is Head of Digital Transformation at the Office of National Statistics, Rue Reynolds, who works at gov.uk, Bernie Sumption, who will be talking about how to generate an athlete's training plan from their DNA, Wes West will be speaking about making animation for the web, Eric Murphy about why marketing dumped sales and started dating IT. And as well as these, there's loads of little micro slots, 5-minute talks and pitches by startups and anyone really, anyone who has submitted in advance and wants to talk about something. It's all organised by Torchbox and there's going to be some free drinks available as well. It's at the Jericho Tavern tonight at 7 o'clock.
And hugely varied content. It's not a themed night. If you can be interested in any element of tech and there'll be something for you.
Yeah, you can be a creative, a developer, a librarian, anything at all. <It's>...
An athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
As we mentioned at the end of last week's podcast, Blackwall's Bookshop are celebrating fiction this week, and every evening they've got talks. Tonight, David Mitchell is at the Sheldonian talking about his new book, The Bone Clocks, and tomorrow, two rising stars of literature, Zoe Pilger and Charlie Hill, are going to be discussing their novels. The week ends on Friday with Ali Smith, who's discussing her book, How to Be Both, which is nominated for the Booker Prize this year. So you can go along and hear an author talk about what could be the 2014 Booker Prize winner. It's basically a chance to see really, really great UK authors talking about their books outside of the sort of literary festival season. Especially interesting, I think, is the event tomorrow night with the young authors. If you're a young writer or just interested in how to become a writer, then I'm sure they're going to have loads of interesting tips and things to tell you about their experiences, which will be helpful. A really good opportunity to hear them. Also mentioned in the Oxcast last week, but continuing this week, is Secret Theatre at the Playhouse, which is a selection of shows without titles, just numbers for their names, happening at the Playhouse until the end of the week. I saw show 2 and show 6 last week. Show 6 is now finished. Show 2 was really good. Show 2 is on Friday and Saturday, and I would definitely recommend going to see it. It's a sort of modern take on a classic play. That could be anything. I mean, that's not a spoiler at all. And it's very good. Show 5, I think, has sold out, and show 4, I believe, is also finished. But tonight there's show 3, which is going to be backstage in the complete darkness at the Playhouse. And I think tickets are still available for that one.
Now some music for this week, Ice.
So there are several really good-looking gigs happening all tomorrow, Thursday 11th of September, starting off with Luke Sital Singh. He's going to be at the O2, and tickets are about a tenner. Luke is one of the artists on the long list of the BBC Sound of 2014, and he has been gigging so much over the last year. He was in Oxford at The Bully in February on a sort of New Faces tour. He also performed at the Wood Festival, and now he's back at the O2. So he's been doing all the festivals. He's already performed in several Oxford venues, which is, you know, probably more than some local bands have managed. And if you map out his year, he's just been gigging non-stop. His stuff is kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic, folky, very sensitive, quite lovely, kind of easy listening. Then over at The Cellar, there's going to be Californian lo-fi electro band Pregnant. They're performing as part of their inaugural UK tour, and so they haven't been here before. So if you want to be ahead of the times, definitely go see them. And they're supported by local talent, including Limbo Kids, who've just released a video for their latest song, Graceless, which you can look at, and also After the Thought, who makes ambient electronic music, lots of loop pedals. It's hard to describe, but it's really cool to listen to.
He's part of the Bear on a Bicycle project.
And he is, exactly, promoted by Bear on a Bicycle, so obviously really cool. Finally, the one-woman music box Charlie Henry is performing at the Warnford Chapel as part of the Oxford Contemporary Music Education and Outreach Programme Concert Series. Charlie uses her ukulele, a musical saw, a cello, accordion and her voice to create musical landscapes. She's really lovely, really creative, quite whimsical as a person, and that comes through in her performances as well. So it will be a really lovely gig. She'll whisk you away on a seaside adventure. Tickets are £5 and that starts at 7.
And these are probably good recommendations because you've pretty much seen all of these.
I've definitely seen most of these and can recommend them all. It's annoying they're all programmed on the same night at the different venues in Oxford.
Now there's some really interesting theatre on at the Pegasus this week, Friday and Saturday. You might remember a case from a few years ago in 2006 when there was an alleged child abduction case in Scotland where 12-year-old Molly Campbell was supposedly maybe abducted by her father. She had a Scottish mother and a Pakistani father, and she was eventually tracked down to Lahore, where she was living with her dad and her two sisters and her brother. And legal action brought against her father by her mother was eventually only dropped when her mother Louise was finally convinced that Mishpa, as she changed her name to, had gone on her own free will. And this play is a new adaptation of verbatim theatre, and it's based on this case. And it was developed from interviews with the Campbell Rana family and also 12-year-old Mishpa from the interviews from the time from the case. And in the play, 12-year-old Gabby climactically declares, "My name is Ghazala," seemingly rejecting her mother's heritage and turning against the West. And it's put on by Tamasha Theatre Company. They produce lots of new plays inspired by the diversity of Britain and a globalising society. And it was on at the Arcola in London for 3 weeks, and then it played in Glasgow, where this family was originally from, and it's now touring. It's going to be at the Pegasus Friday and Saturday. Tickets are £13 and £9 concessions, and it's on at 7:30.
Some more great theatre for this week. It's Seeing Grace at Arts the Old Fire Station. It opened last night and is also on tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. It's the story of a prostitute who was convicted for trafficking and then gave evidence against her pimp to get an early release from prison. And now fast forward to the current day, this past experiences of hers come back, and that is shown through a really interesting way with physical theatre, lots of dance. It's set in the modern time and in the 80s, so potentially some 80s related dance
leg
in there
warmers
as well. Leg warmers, possibly, hopefully. It is a fictional story, but there's clearly been a lot of research done, hopefully quite sensitively portrayed considering the topics, and it does look like there's been a lot of effort gone into this. All the actors went to boot camp to prepare, and the photos of that on the website are quite amusing to look at. They also raised £375 for this from crowdfunding, so a lot of effort to put this show on. It's by Mary Scott, who is an actor, director, writer, theatre coach, and basically everything by the looks of it. She is the director of Touchpoint, which is the theatre company putting this on. They're an Oxford-based professional theatre company who are interested in engaging with the community, which I think can be shown through the fact that this play is also in partnership with Oxcat, Point Zero Physical Theatre, and Phoenix Performing Arts Trust. So lots of engagement, lots of people involved, and what's going to be a really great show. It's on at the Arts at the Old Fire Station tomorrow at 7:30. It's £13, £11 for concessions, or £8 for under 16s, but remember that the performance is actually suggested for over 12s, and there may be strobe lighting. So £8, but only really for 12 to 16-year-olds.
The small age bracket for those tickets.
Lots of gritty theatre this week. Now, if you are a fan of the 1920s and jazz music, then there's going to be a speakeasy night at the Summertown Church Hall on Portland Road this Saturday, so this might be the event for you. There's going to be a live swing band called Jive and Miss Daisy. Well done. There's going to be a beginner's Lindy Hop lesson and a promise auction, and it's all raising money for Flintlock Theatre's next show, Don Q, which they're going to be putting on at the Old Fire Station in October.
Flintlock Theatre are the company who produced The Government Inspector, which was put on, I think, first in Jericho, and then they did a tour of Oxfordshire and beyond. Mm-hmm. So a great company to support.
Yeah, really successful tour, that one, I think. This is going to be on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £20 from We Got Tickets, and you've got to dress up in the 1920s style.
If you want to find out more about the events we've talked about so far, pick up some more of the details, check out some of the websites of the events, then have a look on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also read lots of reviews about lots of the films that are on at the moment, theatre events, and restaurants and pubs too.
We also have competitions on our website, including our freshest competition this year, which has just launched, and you should enter.
The Hill End Educational Outdoor Centre is showing a free outdoor film on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. It's called The Days of Chivalry, and it is a 1928 medieval costume drama set on location at Whiteham Abbey in Oxfordshire. It's an amateur silent film that's being screened for the first time in 80 years.
Wow.
And it was made by a woman called Hazel Fennell, who was the only child of Raymond Fennell. Raymond Fennell being one of the founding members of the Oxford Preservation Trust and a great benefactor to the Oxford University. That whole area of Oxford's got a really fascinating history. And it turns out that this woman made a film that looks brilliant, just very much your typical silent movie film with a kind of slightly sped up action and title cards, and it's very much linked to this place. So well done, Hillend, for finding this however you did. They're also going to be presenting outdoor films throughout the October half term at Hillend, so if you want to go and see some more outdoor cinema in the freezing cold at the end of October, then there's more information on the Hillend website. The Days of Chivalry is on Saturday at 6:30 p.m, so wrap up very warm.
Now, this is one for the returning students and those who potentially don't want to end their Saturday night after all this great theatre and music and everything else going on. It's Propaganda, the much-loved club night, which was previously at the O2. It has moved to Wahoo Nightclub on Hythe Bridge Street, and it's the launch party this Saturday. I spoke to Pete Mortimer, who's the general manager of Wahoo and the soon-to-open venue, The Warehouse, about what Propaganda is all about and what you can expect to go down this Saturday.
Propaganda's a symbiotic event between students and locals. They want the music to speak for itself, which appeals to both students and locals at the same time. So it's broken down into two floors. So you've got the main room, which is Propaganda. So Propaganda, for those people who don't know, Propaganda was launched in 2002 in Bristol, started by DJ Dan. It then moved around several venues in Bristol, whilst it also expanded out throughout the UK. It's now in some city, like 25 cities around the UK. It's also in Ibiza. It's at every major European festival. It's in Sydney, in Australia. It's also in South Africa or something. So it's something ridiculous. It's an international brand. So they know what they do, and they do it well. So the main arena is Propaganda, which is all indie hits, indie mega hits, and all up-and-coming indie rock, disco, flavours, beats, if you will. You know, expect to hear Blur and Oasis from the 90s, and then The White Stripes, Bastille, 1975s, Arctic Monkeys, all of that. Everything that makes you jump up and down like a fool at a festival is what you should expect from Propaganda. But they always have two rooms, and the second room is something called Popaganda, you know, your soul commercial classics. So everything that you would expect to hear, everything you're hearing in the charts and would expect to see at hear at a commercial nightclub, you're going to hear at Popaganda. And they also infuse that with kind of early, in fact, this is a quote from them, early 90s beats. So the launch party is this Saturday coming, on the 13th. The Propaganda boys have roped in some of the best DJs that they can gather from the southeast. They've got some secret content that they don't want me to announce on radio. They want people to come down and actually see it. They're going to be giving out their membership cards to everyone who pops down. If you sign up for their mailing list, you'll get a membership card, which gets you £1 off entry weekly, 10% off all your drinks while you're inside Propaganda. They've got venue decor galore, and we're also open through until 5 a.m. So it's going to be a massive party. We expect to see people in their droves, in their thousands, coming down. We're very excited. And don't forget, come and have a Propaganda at Propaganda.
You can hear the full interview with Pete on the Oxcast page, and Wahoo and Propaganda have also kindly donated prizes to our Freshers competition this year, which means that one lucky person could win free entrance, VIP treatment, and a bottle of vodka for 10 or more friends at a Propaganda night of their choice.
Now, this weekend is Oxford Open Doors, the annual weekend that's chosen where everything opens up. All of the Oxford colleges, loads of businesses, and there's going to be loads of stuff, loads of tours put on, and all of it is completely free. We've chosen each a couple of our favourite events, but there is so much more on oxfordopendoors.org.uk. The first one I've picked is for Saturday the 13th. At Kassam Stadium, there are going to be tours at 12, 2 and 4 of the stadium. It's all going to be related to Oxford United, and you get to go down into the dressing rooms and sit there and pretend that you're about to run out onto the pitch as a League 2 footballer. Not that we ever dream about that. The other event that I've picked is at the Sheldonian, the 17th century ceremonial hall designed by Sir Christopher Wren that's used for handing out all the degrees at Oxford University.
And Stornoway gigs.
True, sort of a case. They've just released another date, so you might
5th of November.
Get some tickets for that. You can wander around or climb up to the cupola on Sunday, and you can also see Pavlova String Quartet performing a free concert at 4 o'clock. I think you need to get there by 3:30 for the concert. In the morning as well, Creation Theatre Company are going to be sending down a load of their actors who are going to be performing pop-up performances of Shakespearean monologues, soliloquies and sonnets at 11, 11:30, 12 and 12:30. Those are on Sunday.
I've also chosen some music for this weekend. So on Saturday and Sunday, you can enjoy a concert of classical and well-known organ works performed by the college organ scholar Anna Lapwood on the Saturday and assistant organist Thomas Allery on the Sunday They're both at 3 p.m. at Magdalen College Chapel, and there's no need to book. You can just turn up, listen to some great music, and have a look around the chapel. Also this weekend, it's the Interactive Science Fair at the Nuffield Department of Clinical Medicine. To illustrate some of the work happening within the department, scientists will be explaining their research with a range of fun activities for all ages, and there will also be refreshments for all ages and a chance to learn how science becomes advancements in clinical research. There's also going to be tours around their new research building, the Target Discovery Institute. These are running sort of every hour of the day, and a lot of them are actually filling up quite quickly. So if you want to go on a tour, you should go on the website and book one now. The Interactive Science Fair is on Saturday at 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the Nuffield Department of Clinical Medicine Research Building on Old Road Campus.
Oxford Open Doors isn't just about looking inside buildings, it's also about learning and discovering about spaces in Oxford, including its green spaces. So on Saturday and Sunday you can find out more about the Wild Oxford Project at a couple of local nature reserves. On Saturday they're going to be at the Rivermead Nature Park, which is by Rose Hill, and on Sunday Wild Oxford is going to be at the Lye Valley Nature Reserve, which is on the Slade in Headington. So you can find out more about those nature reserves which are in the heart of Oxford. So the Lye Valley Nature Reserve, I did a bit of research, has been in fact studied by Tudor botanists and has over 300 plant species, 20 of which are registered as rare plants in Oxfordshire.
Cool.
So surprising information to find out about what probably just looks like a standard park off the side of the Slade. So don't just go inside the buildings, use Oxford Open Doors as a chance to discover more about green spaces too. So as well as colleges, university departments, museums, arts venues, there's also going to be businesses, like Rolla said, opening their doors. So why not open the door to an Oxford Bus Company bus? The Oxford Bus Company are going to be at Bond Square from 10 till 4, Saturday and Sunday, showing off their new environmentally friendly buses. They're going to be giving out free merch and answering all your questions.
Free merch!
The Oxford Preservation Trust are the charity behind the whole Open Doors operation. They're Oxford's own kind of national trust, and you can find out about their other projects on oxfordpreservation.org.uk.
Now, do you guys know who the Oxfordshire Sports Team of the Year was last year?
Of course.
Oh, always.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
I definitely
Well, it
was
Oxford United, and you can keep your London Welsh. This was Oxford City Stars. Last season, they won the Cup, the League, and promotion into the National Ice Hockey League One.
They're Which is not the best league. Don't be misinformed.
It's really good.
There's more than one.
They're doing really well. Anyway, they're starting their season this weekend with an away match against Invicta Dynamos in Gillingham on Saturday. You can go away to that if you want, or you can just wait to see them at home at the Oxford Ice Rink. They're going to be playing Cardiff Devils 1 at the Oxford Ice Rink on Sunday. Tickets cost £8 and £4 concessions, £20 for families. Season tickets are £107 for adults and £54 concessions, and for that you get to, I think, about 18 home games. It's really good fun going down to the ice hockey. It's really, they've got a great following, really small community of really, really passionate fans. They've also got loads of new sponsors for this season, including Oxford United are going to be one of their shirt sponsors. They're
a team that's not the best.
No, exactly. Try harder, Oxford United.
The best team.
Exactly. They're also, Oxford City Stars are also very kindly giving away loads of tickets in our Freshers competition. Get, I think, batches of 4 tickets to go down to Oxford City Stars, take your mates along, and you'll be hooked straight away.
Now, foraging is becoming more and more popular, as are things like homebrewing and all sorts of other activities as seen in The Good Life. So why not take your organic principles to the next level and consider keeping your own hens? If this is something you would like to do, then don't just read up about it online. Go and meet somebody and meet some hens and find out more about it in real life. So the Barracks Lynn Community Garden off Kiley Road are doing a hen keeping workshop from 11 till 4 on Sunday. It's being led by one of the garden's trustees, Martin Scott, and it costs only £15. Over that time, you will learn the basics of hen keeping, including the rules and regulations, where to buy your hens, day-to-day care, housing, safety. If you want to have hens, there's a lot you need to learn. Everything you need to know will be explained on this day, and there'll be hens along there as well, so you can handle them. You need to download a booking form from the website if you want to go along. That's from barrackslanegarden.org.uk. Hopefully the event will be really popular, and if it sells out, there'll be another one, because this is the kind of event that's quite rare, but also really, really useful if you want to learn how to keep hens. Which sounds quite niche, but actually now I'm thinking, why don't I keep hens?
Is this exclusively hens, or are there going to be some cocks, some chicks, any other farm animals?
I think it's going to be mostly hen-based. We'd be blessed with an appearance from a chick or a cock.
Okay, well, we live in hope.
This Sunday it's the start of the Oxford Photography Festival, and it's actually on until the 5th of October, which is really good that it's on for a couple of weeks because there's loads and loads of stuff going on. It was founded by photojournalist Robin Lawrence last year with the aim to bring international photography to Oxford. So there's going to be exhibitions at venues all across the city and events running most days, such as Seeing Landscapes and Does Photojournalism Still Have a Role as Our Eyewitness in History? So interesting, thought-provoking events that are on pretty much every day. So I recommend checking them out on the website, and you can book on the website as well. Also, just go on the website anyway because you can see some of the photos on there and they're really, really cool. On a similar note, on the idea of changing the world with photos, the Phoenix Picture House is showing The Mexican Suitcase this Sunday at 6 p.m. It's a 2011 film about three boxes that were lost in the Second World War and were then found in Mexico City in 2007. These boxes contained 4,500 photo negatives taken by three friends who were exiled from their respective countries of Germany, Poland, and Hungary. So these photos all tell the story of the Spanish Civil War through this unique photojournalism experience. So there you go, you've already answered the question to the previous event. Does photojournalism still have a role as an eyewitness to history? Yes, it does. And the film also links to the present day Spain, so it's going to be a really interesting look over history, a look at the idea of how memory through photography links in with history, and then also, you know, how we look at history in the present day as well and how we reconcile all of those things. So get down to the Phoenix at 6 p.m. this Sunday to see The Mexican Suitcase.
I think that sounds really good. It sounds amazing film.
I'm sold.
Get down. Yeah. Now here at Daily Info, we are big fans of the Bigger Boat Film Quiz at the Big Society that's held every first Tuesday of the month. But there is a new quiz coming to the Big Society. Bad Cover Version is going to be a music quiz, very much in the same vein as the film quiz. So they're going to be using the screen and having loads of music rounds and clips and everything. And this is going to be their first one. They're going to be held every other month, I think the third Tuesday of the month. So this one's going to be on Tuesday at 7:30. They're going to have prizes from Truck Store, Alka Pop Records and Big Sock. And the theme of this one is going to be back to school. So think maybe the Kinks or Jackson 5, ABC, Britney Spears, Boomtown Rats. Do some research, it'll really, really help. They're going to be giving more clues on their Facebook page as well. And if you miss this one, you can catch the next one on the 18th of November.
The Oxford Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre, OSARC, are fundraising for their services by hosting a charity open mic night, which is going to be upstairs at the St Aldett's Tavern, also on Tuesday. Doors open at 7:30 and the performers will start from 8. It doesn't look like this is going to be a regular open mic night, it's just a one-off charity gig. But if you're an open mic night performer and you're looking for a new audience or just somewhere to go and perform next Tuesday, then this should be the best place for you. Another of the centre's fundraising plans for the autumn is to have sponsored abseiling off the tower of the historic St Mary Magdalene Church on Magdalene Street in the city centre.
Scary.
Which is quite unusual.
Yeah, that's not a small building.
No, and you know, very, very public affair. So a really cool way to raise awareness of OSARC and to make people do something quite exciting, and they obviously have to fundraise if they want to participate. You can sign up to abseil from the website oxfordrapecrisis.net. And you can also go along to their open mic night if you want to help them out and enjoy yourself. That's going to be at the St Aldett's Tavern, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
You can find out more about any of these events and many, many more on dailyinfo.co.uk.
We also have competitions on our What's On page, and you can see our freshers competition on the main page as well.
On Daily Info, you can also find a job or somewhere to live.
For more regular updates, you can follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford, or you can like us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford.